everyone. This is Margaret Gray. We're going to be doing a little bit of... We're going to be doing a lot today. But one of the things we're going to be doing is a BSP-a-thon. I'll be singing a few numbers. I'll be helped by members of our staff as well as I begin singing the classic from Judy Garland. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once, been a lullaby. Bob Dickman, please.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
On the mic.
Skies is blue. Skies are blue. Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Bud. And the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Woo, 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 woo.
Someday I'm gonna...
I do that.
I think she does this.
No, no, not the way we worked it out.
Excuse me for a moment. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. But
that's where you'll find me.
Oh, fuck.
Somewhere. Yeah. Over the rainbow. Yeah. The bluebirds fly.
I like that, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, birds fly over the rainbow. You know that?
What are you thinking?
Well, then, why can't I?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I? See the range I have?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Why
Very good.
Thank you. That is a wonderful duet. Now, I know Bud carved an awful lot up there, but you did a lot right, Bud.
Thank you. I thought I was trying to do it.
Well, look, Bud, you know what you give up in voice quality, you more than make up for. I don't know. You don't...
Well, you make up for, you know... What are you didn't even sing, man. You talked it.
No, you might as well have talked it, man.
All right, look at... I thought it was very good, considering.
Considering what?
Well, considering that you just kind of threw it together.
Well, I was trying to show them all the improvisational jazz.
Look, Margaret, don't start giving us the whole jazz rundown, okay? Because when you start talking jazz, it sounds like you're giving me jazz.
In other words, it sounds like I'm giving you bullshit.
Yeah, in much the same manner, yes.
All right. Look at General.
General, excuse me, Phil. I can get my own defense here. General, don't ever get between a dog and his meat.
Margaret, I'm not saying you don't know music, but you're starting to give me a lot of... You're giving me noise. The word jazz is the same as noise. I don't need noise. I need jazz.
What?
Okay, you know what I mean.
No, I'm afraid I don't know what you mean.
All right, listen. Welcome to the show. As part of our BSP-a-thon today, that's Margaret Gray. And she sings the song, along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Now, so I can...
Go ahead, General.
I will also be singing a song that I selected because it was one of the last songs that I heard before I passed out dead drunk on the way back to the States from Vietnam. And I'd like to celebrate that event by singing it today.
Yes, and the song it...
Oh, hey, hey, hey! Don't tell anybody what the song is.
All right, you don't have to look at me like I'm a trespassing goon on your ranch.
Well, don't tell people what it is.
All right, they'll find out what it is when, you know, what it is, you know?
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, okay, fine. But on the show, Bobby and Steve Dooley will be talking with us about the fact that they've come out and endorsed, in their words, and then I had to correct them, Daniel Trump.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so because they're on the committee there.
Well, what the hell committee is this?
This is a voter committee of some kind there at Western Estates Homeowners Association that is the Voter Recommendation Committee or some hogwash.
Yeah, there, you said it right there, hogwash. It is 100% the wash of a hog, all right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm not done. The wash of a hog. The ball wash of a hog.
God, Miss Gray, that's not very ladylike.
Let me tell you something, Robert. I grew up near, not on, but I did grow up near two farms. This me.
Yo?
I'm not talking to you.
Sorry.
Yo?
I'm a farm girl.
Yeah.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You're a farm girl.
Well, Phil, you know, are you a farm girl? No, you couldn't be a farm girl. You're not a girl. Are you a farm boar? Are you? Well, you are a farm boar, you know.
Isn't that funny?
Well.
No, I'm not a farm boy or boar. You're a farm girl. No, I grew up in the suburbs, to give the French spin on it.
Very good.
Los Angeles, or how would you pronounce that in the French?
Los Angeles in French is pronounced Los Angeles. Los Angeles, you know.
Oh, get out of here, will you, Margaret?
No, excuse me, General, but this is an area where you're in deep water, all right? Let me go ahead, paddle out, and get the ball, and I'll bring it back to you, standing there on the beach, wrapped in your towel and shivering, and getting a cheese sandwich from Mama, all right?
What the... You know something? There are days when I think you really need a lot more than that handful of Adderall that you take.
How dare you let...
All right, watch it, you guys.
He just told... That is a violation of
your privacy?
No, it's a violation of my medical records, that's it.
I'm not your doctor. How could I violate... Get a load of her, Phil. She said...
Yeah, I know what she said. All right. No, Margaret, that's what you get for telling him what you take every day.
I didn't say I take a handful of Adderall.
That's not what she said.
You're a lying, dirty old man. You know,
you guys are starting out at the really wrong foot here for a BSP-a-thon, okay?
Hey, don't worry about it, Phil. I'll get it done.
I'm a professional as well. I'll get it done.
Yeah, I'll get it done too, sir.
Yeah, me too.
All right, great. Because then I can leave, because I don't want to get it done.
What?
I'm kidding. All right, so yeah, Bobby Dooley will be with us. We also have Jeff Dowder reporting on the home run derby at the preliminaries just before the All-Star game, which is tonight. Major League Baseball All-Star game. And Jeff Dowder was watching, Todd Frazier, who is the winner of the All-Star Derby. He's going to be talking with us about that. We also have Steve Bozell, who is finally going to get on the air this reality show.
Is this guy, you're serious, right?
That's what he claims. He says the reality show is going to be debuting on the Fandango Network in 2 weeks.
What is the name of this?
The name of it is, here's Steve Bozell.
No, I don't think that's all of it.
You don't think that's all of it?
Well, I think there's more to it.
Well, yeah, I think he had he talked to us about his reality show before.
This guy Bozell, let me just tell you something. This guy Bozell has never played with a full deck. Now you get this guy and someone gave this guy a TV show?
Woo-hoo!
Oh, man.
Yeah, sounds pretty dangerous to me.
What's wrong with the bomb, son?
It's a reality show based on his life.
And it's called Here's Steve Bozell.
Yeah, here now is Steve... I don't know.
Well, see, you're laughing, so...
It's a ridiculous title. I think the whole idea is... I love you, Steve. Okay, anyway, I won't comment because then they'll get pissed off at me. Let's go to Bob Bacon. Got Bob Bacon in the traffic now on a Phil Henry show. I don't know what the hell's going on there, man. Where is Bob, anyway?
Hey, Bob, you here?
Yeah. Okay, Phil, I'm right here. I'm sorry, Dave. That was Grant. That was Grant. I was at Grub. The Grunion are running, by the way. If you want to ham down, then get yourself a ham sandwich. The Grunion run back down today. Down through 15th today. About down 3. If you're free tonight, I can certainly take lunch and seat you at the Bob restaurant there. Get a steak dinner here. And let's go on the 13th freeway, okay? If you're free tonight, well, Ted Blonson. And Ted Blonson was down there and already reported back to me. He said there's no way in hell that he could ever negotiate that. Come on, well, I'd stay home and stay in bed. If you're out there on the foothill freeway, to come out here, then I've got that 16. And there's 14 of them above him, and they're all rubbing each other. And tell you what, you stand out there on the side of the Harbor Freeway and see 14 of those guys rubbing each other, you're going to get an erection. You're going to stand out there and you're going to find probably start time to cry if you can find time to cry. Bob Bacon, traffic.
Yes, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is the news from the Harvey Wireman show. And welcome, everyone. I'm Harbor Wireman. God damn it.
Don't tell me you don't have the glasses.
I do know I'm in my own home. That much I do know. I can tell you, in fact, I have a press release. That's why I'm reading it. Harvey.
What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Well, my name's Harvey Wireman.
Then why don't you just say the Harvey Wireman newsbreak?
Did Henry say he wanted me to read this script or not?
You read the script, Harvey, yes, but you don't do it if there are mistakes in it.
I'm doing this by the book because they want me to be a professional. The Harbor Wireman show is now broadcasting from Mr. Wireman's home in San Marino. Mr. Wireman had mistakenly been broadcasting from his Dahu Gurgatur, Hama.
Been broadcasting from his daughter's...
Oh, whoa, sunshine. I don't need your help. I got the right glasses now.
Obviously you don't, because you're not reading it right.
Am I in my own home? Yes. Do I see and recognize my surroundings? Let me take these off. Well, somebody moved the furniture in here now, because I don't know what this is. What is this? Am I back at your house?
Yeah.
I'm back at my daughter's house. What the fuck...
Hey, Harvey, watch the language. Just roll with it, okay? Let's get this through this news.
Yeah, I'm happy to get through it. What am I doing back here?
Oh, I'm not allowed to be boo-boo.
Mommy drove me back here, what?
I had a boo-boo.
I had a boo-boo?
Yeah, boo-boo.
That's called being dead drunk, honey. I'm sorry, she has to know. I didn't have a boo-boo, honey. Grandpa was dead stinking drunk, okay? Okay, you understand? Now do you get it? Finally! The Harbor Wireman show from San Marino is on the air. I'm broadcasting from my Daugadurter house when I was at my own home. This is, oh man.
Yeah, all right, Harvey, thanks very much.
Hey, you know something, Henry? You do it then, if you think it's so easy.
I don't think it's easy, but I certainly know how to read. Better than you.
Oh, okay. Phil Henry knows how to read better than me.
I bet you if I wrote that down, you wouldn't know what that said.
All right, I'll type it out right here. Here, I want you to type this out, honey.
Dad.
I want you to type it out. Phil Henry knows how to read. Me read. All right, now I'm going to read it back to you, okay?
All right.
The hill. Shit.
Yeah, well, there you go. He got you on that one, Wireman.
No, he didn't get. The hill. Henry. Reads. Better than meh.
Pahil Henry reads better than meh.
Well, what did you say it was?
I said what I said. Phil Henry reads better. Thank you very much, Harvey. Very, very good job. Of course, we can always depend on you for the news break.
Wait a minute. That's the beginning of the music.
Thank you very much.
Harvey, let me ask you a question, all right, before you go. Are you going to be at Ted's?
I can't hear you for the sound of the... Get it away from me, will you? The kid's got... My granddaughter's on my leg again. She thinks that it's a tree or something.
Mama, what do?
She just peed on my leg.
Dad, I'm just...
I know you're busy, but your daughter, my granddaughter, peed all over my leg. Brand new slacks. Brand spanking new slacks.
I wanted to know, are you going to be at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Hold on, Margaret, if you don't mind. Brand new slacks. Brand new slacks. All right, Phil.
All right, Harvey, I'm going to let you go and you can deal with that, okay?
All right, brand new. These are new slacks. Get it off of me. The kid. Look at this. She's leaking all over the... Oh, boy. This is great. My granddaughter's leaking.
All right. Harvey Wireman with the news.
Remind me again.
What did that mean? You went...
I'm warming up to this, okay? Remind me again why that segment's on.
We had a lot of people requesting it.
Yeah, you had a lot of people requesting it because they want to hear that guy sound like a blithering nitwit. That why?
You mean that why?
That why?
That's why. Fuck.
Fellow General, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think Harvey should be made to look like a fool, you know?
Hey, Harvey can quit anytime he wants. And I've asked him, okay? I've asked him. So, you know, you take it up with him, ladies and gentlemen, and sports fans. All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We're going to be back. We've got, as I mentioned, Stephen Bozell is going to be talking with us. Bobby and Steve Dooley are here. And Jeff Dowder is also going to be online to discuss with us the home run derby there at the All-Star break, which was happening out there in wherever the hell that is. Where's that being held, General?
Well, I think it's Cincinnati, Joe Dickhead used to say, Kinkanaddy.
Oh, yeah, and Kinkanaddy.
Don't worry about that.
All right, we're going to be right back. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
They're going to be right where they need to be, right beside me, baby.
You know what that is, rattling?
I'm Margaret Gray, and don't forget, a backstage pass is well worth the money. During this BSP-a-thon today, we encourage you to get either the backstage pass for the all-access pass or the audio only. You know, I feel so cheap, you know.
Why?
What? I'm talking to Phil.
No, why do you feel cheap?
Why do you feel cheap?
Why am I the primary pitch person for this?
This was your... The BSP-a-thon was your idea.
It wasn't so much my idea that I'm doing every cheap, dirty little announcement like I'm standing on some carny runway. I'm standing in front of the freak tent with a derby and a cane and a cigar and yellow teeth. All right?
All right, Margaret. I mean, I'll take over. Folks...
No, I don't want people to think I'm petty. The BSP is available for you at philhendryshow.com. Make sure you pick up one and become a member of the BSP family during our BSP-a-thon today.
Now, one of the things that we've been thinking of doing, and I think that this is probably going to be what we're going to do, we're going to have a drawing for the next month. We'll be taking your sign-ups for a BSP. And we will draw, and the winner will have dinner with me and mine at a restaurant of, our mutual choosing, wherever you live, man. In other words, we won't fly you to L.A. No. I'll fly to...
Yeah, you'll fly to the Iron Range in Minnesota. Yeah, right.
Well, you better think about that.
No, I'm not going to think about it. I'll go to them.
What are you talking about, man? Everybody want to come to Los Angeles. They don't want to stay in the Iron Range.
What do you mean the Iron Range?
Where do you think you'll have to go, Mr. Simmons?
I don't know. Whichever name we pull, wherever they live.
Yeah, you'll be pulling it all right. Are you out of your mind, Henry? Why don't you let them come to you?
We're picking up the cost no matter what.
Oh. I thought they had to pay to come out here and have dinner with you.
No, that's absolutely cheap. That's not what you do. That's no. That would make Phil look like...
Make him look like what?
You're a Phil...
Hey, Phil! Oh, damn it.
Oh, boy, you went a long time without getting belted.
I'm not talking about licking, and if I talked about licking, it wouldn't be in front of you, I can assure you. Thank you, General.
You're welcome.
What I'm saying is, if Phil had them pay their own way to L.A., he'd lick like...
I'd look like a cheap creep.
I was going to say something more colorful, but I can't get past...
Well, you're the one who can't get past the whole... Well, I better say it.
Don't do it, bud. I'll hurt you bad.
You can't get past the idea of getting licked.
You let...
Hey! Man.
You bet it hurt, because when I bring the wood, friend...
When you bring the what?
Oh, would you stop already?
All right, fine, thank you. God, you guys are wicked, wickedly weird. All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. So we have the... so that's what we're thinking of doing. And so I would urge you to sign up for a backstage pass. We'll draw the winner. And that's what we're thinking of doing right now. Now, I'll either go there or you'll come here. But I think it would be better if I go there.
Now, but people want to come here, like Bud was saying, so they can go to Universal...
Like the Universal Studio Tour.
Whatever, man.
Well, there's got more. They want to come out here and see the Disney deal, right?
Well, yes, there's Disneyland, there's the studios, there's Hollywood, there's all kinds of things.
What makes you think they want to... Why do you think they'd want to come out here?
Yeah, the guy's gonna be living in the Iron Range.
What is it with the Iron Range all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, what if they do come from the Iron Range?
What if they come from the Iron Range? They come from the Iron Range.
Yeah, but are you going to go there and have dinner with them? You're actually going to find your way to the Iron Range in Minnesota, pick out whatever passes for a steakhouse. Holy shit.
I admit it's kind of a wild thing, but I bet you there's plenty, you know, there's got to be a decent steakhouse somewhere in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Oh, sure.
Oh, come on, will you? Don't be so provincial.
I'm not the provincial one, Phil. You're the one that's going to go to wherever you think you're going. So what if, let me ask you a question. What if the winner comes from the Northwest Territory of Canada? Are you flying there or are you not?
Yes.
You are out of your... You have lost what small amount of brains you had. They're gone.
I have to agree.
Will you stop that? We'll see. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley here in just a moment. Yeah.
This is General Galen Shaw. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is the BSP-a-thon for today. I say for today. There may be one for tomorrow. There may be one for next month.
Next month.
Yes, I know. Next month. Or there may not be another one for another year. I don't know. It's up to Phil, I guess. But General Galen Shaw now is going to sing one for us. Could you turn the garbage off, please?
Oh, that's very interesting.
Turn the garbage off before I begin to vomit blood, please. I love Lil Wayne. Is that who that was? So, what's wrong?
What's a wrong?
Yeah, you said, what's a wrong?
Really, did I now? I think I'll go and open up a couple of veins, overdose on Adderall. God. Well, what? Isn't anyone going to say anything?
Not really, Miss Ray.
Yeah, you're sort of stuck with that.
Stuck with what?
Would you get the...
Ladies and gentlemen, our BSP-a-thon today will include now a selection from our very good friend, General Galen Shaw. And love her madly. General?
Thank you very much. Welcome to the BSP-a-thon. Yeah, this song I heard as I was passing out dead drunk on the way back from the dam. Don't you love her madly? Don't you... need her badly, goddammit, water. Don't you love her ways? Now tell me what you say. I need water.
Yes, sir.
Don't you love her madly? Wanna be her
daddy? Fuck!
Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
Would you give him some water?
Like she did 1,001 times before.
1,000.
Don't you love her ways? Oh, tell me what you say.
Yeah.
Don't you love her as
she's walking out the door?
Huh. Would you not watch it with the F?
All your love. Yeah, all your love is gone. Hey, to sing a lonely song.
You need water.
Do you think I need water? Seven horses seem to be on the run. Yeah, and I don't have a ticket on any of them. Fuck me. Woo! Get your backstage pass, you cheap, cheap, thieving, lying punks.
Yeah, but that was nice.
Don't you love her? Don't you love her? As she's walking out the door. All your love. Bud, get ready for this one. All your love. Yeah.
All your love is gone. Hey, to sing a lonely song.
God damn it.
Of a deep blue dream. Seven horses seem to be on the mark.
Phil Henry Show's Backstage Pass a Thon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
my God, General, that's very sexy.
That isn't me. That's Bill Whittingham over here.
Yeah, it was you. All right, General Galen Shaw, love her madly on our BSP-a-thon. Sweet, 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 sweet time, brother. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association gym with great, big, wonderful news, and we're certainly happy to have them with us. Bobby and Steve, how are you, Bobby?
Oh, hello, Phil, and everyone, and good job, General, with the singing.
Well, thank you very much.
It's nice to be with you, Phil.
Yeah, it's nice to be with you. Now, Bobby, we heard the news that you and Steve have decided that you're endorsing Donald Trump. Is that correct?
Yes. Excuse me.
Yes. I'm sorry. I wasn't in the phone properly.
Well, what are you doing out here?
Well, first of all, I wasn't really there. You took over thinking Phil was asking you the question. And then I decided to go ahead and pretend as if I had jumped the phone.
We don't like people jumping the phone around here.
I understand that, Margaret. It wasn't my fault, okay? So,
let's just start all over again. You and Steve have announced that you have endorsed Donald Trump.
By the way, you said you endorsed Daniel Trump.
I said David Trump. I misspoke.
Well, you tweeted it.
All right, I mistweeted.
What do you mean you mistweeted? You don't know the guy's name is Donald Trump?
Excuse me, but what is this all of a sudden? I came on this program.
Hey, hold on. Give me your phone. What do you say to my wife? It's been, I'm Steve Dooley.
I understand, Steve. Just back off. Go back to the weight machine or whatever you're doing.
I'm trying to get my workout in.
My husband is trying to get his workout in. I join him at the gym because I want to encourage him to keep his very taut, yes, his very lean, his very trim, and his very, very all-around muscular frame and body. Steve is desired by a lot of women here. But he's mine. He's all mine.
Well, that's wonderful, Bobby, and congratulations. The question is, did you not call him Daniel Trump?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you're just a lie.
I'm lying what?
No, watch it.
Are you not lying when you say you didn't call him Daniel Trump?
I didn't. I called him David Trump. Oh, God.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha. You didn't even know, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
What a couple of children. All right, you called him David Trump.
Yeah, I called him David Trump. The other day, I was watching the golf tournament, and I saw a little tiny kid walking next to one of the golfers, and I said, is that a man who has that disease where you grow older, but you only stay 3 feet tall? And my wife said, yes. So I went to the clubhouse here at the Western Estates, and I said, I'm just watching now the tournament, and it was the U.S. Open, and it looks like there's a man who's 3 feet tall, and they said, no, it's really a little kid. And I was very humiliated by that. So if you're talking about humiliations, there's enough to go around.
So what that basically means is you sounded like a jackass saying that, and you and your wife sound like idiots when you say David Trump.
No, Phil, we're not saying we sound like idiots. You're very free with the words, aren't you?
Well, look, Ms. Dooley, this is General Shaw. You know me. I'm a fair-minded man.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry that I disappoint you, but I will tell you this. When you call a guy David Trump when he's really Daniel, or,
See, you see what he said?
Yeah, you call him Daniel.
I meant to say Donald, okay?
No.
Okay, when does this start to enter the realm of adults? That's all I'd like to know.
We're in the realm of adults, Mr. Henry. I'm here with my husband, Steve, and he's working out.
I'm working out.
Great, you're working out.
So what, you're working out, man? We're trying to find out something about the...
I got it, Robert, hold on.
Robert, Phil's got it, okay?
All right.
Well, Phil, just because he's black.
Margaret, I'm going to, you know, I swear to God.
Oh, my God, Phil made like he was going to hit me.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, my God. Are you going to slap her?
I'm going to tell you something, Mark. Were you kidding about that?
Yes, I was kidding.
Yeah, even I know he's kidding, Miss Henry.
You said he was kidding.
You did say he.
Sorry, she.
Do I look like that much of a... God.
Would you guys just shut up? All right, Ms. Dooley, it is Mr. Henry.
Yes, so I gathered.
All right. So you and Steve voted, huh? Is this a council?
I'll take it from here, honey.
Excuse me, Steve. I'll do it. Don't ever grab a phone from me.
Sorry.
Go back to your chess machine, will you? Mama likes looking at you when you do that.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, God. You ought to. You've never lived until you've seen Steve on a chess machine.
Yeah. Okay. Let me add some weight.
Yeah, add some weight. I like it when you do that.
Yeah.
God, he's sexy.
Yeah, you guys are just, you're smoking hot, both of you.
Yeah, You know, I know you're joking, and I know that you mean to hurt me and insult me, but you just wish you had what I've got to come home to and everything like that.
That's right. I'm really just very jealous of the fact that you've got a meathead for a husband.
How dare you? You know what? Margaret, I hope you die of uterine cancer.
Oh, my...
Wait, Margaret, hold on. Now, sit down.
Did you hear what she said?
Yes, I heard what she said. You guys have been doing this bullshit for as long as I've known you, okay?
Margaret, it's true. You bait each other and bait each other. Didn't you have some fist fight?
You did, Ms. Gray. You had a full-on swing fest.
That's got nothing to do with now. That was then. This is now. Did you hear what she said?
I heard what she said. It was a low-class, rotten thing to say, okay? But you were baiting her and bugging her and talking about her. She called her husband a meathead.
Well, you did, Margaret.
That's very different from saying that you wish someone dies from uterine.
Oh, will you grow up?
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you want to have a napkin or something?
Thank you, bud.
Here's a napkin.
This isn't a tissue. I want a tissue.
Well, you said a napkin would be okay.
I don't want a napkin.
Well, yeah, give her a tissue. Get her back on the phone, Robert.
All right. Yeah, Ms. Doolin. Mr. Henry's pissed off. Yeah, he's pissed off.
Ask me if I give a shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are on the air. So you don't give a shit, huh?
Phil, you know as well as I do that... You know as well as I do that I do. All right?
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm talking to Phil. Go back to your machine.
All right. Yeah.
Phil, I am here simply to announce, on behalf of myself and Steve...
Yeah.
...that we endorse... Let me read it here.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
What do you need, honey?
I don't need anything. Keep doing your weight.
Yeah.
That we endorse Donald Trump as the Western States Homeowners Association pick, click, click, pick to click presidential candidate.
Yeah.
And we feel confident that Donald Trump will move our country in the right direction. Excuse me. In the right direction.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
So isn't that wonderful? So that's your pick to click, huh?
What does that mean, pick to click?
Let me tell you something, General. We're very with it parents. We're very with it adults.
Oh, God.
No, it's true, Margaret. I know you're all jealous.
Oh, that's right. I'm super jealous of you and your pick to click.
But that is the way to relate to the young people. When you say, here is the presidential candidate that we're the pick to click.
Yeah.
And
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who's doing that? Yeah. What is that?
That's Steve on the chess machine.
That's your husband lifting weights?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well have... I don't care how many weights he lifts doing that. He's still going to have one of those concave, puny-ass shit.
You know, General, it's very disappointing to know that someone that I respected, such as yourself, who served our country... And you know my father was in the Army.
Yes, I do. I know. I knew Major Dooley very well.
You did?
No, not really.
Well, in any event, it's hard for me to think of you as anything other than a great man. But when you say that...
Yeah.
You embarrass me and my family.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're the one with the husband behind you going, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, knock it off, will you, for Christ's sake?
I'm looking out the way.
Knock it the...
Sorry.
So we are endorsing,
Yeah, who are you endorsing?
We're endorsing Daniel Trump.
Donald Trump!
No, it isn't.
Yes, oh my God, she's stupid. Oh my God, you're stupid.
It is Daniel, right, Phil?
It's Donald. Margaret's right.
Ha ha.
Oh, well, what a chop.
Ha ha.
What a chop.
Ha, will you knock it off? Thank you very much, I gotta get rid of you guys, okay?
Shut up, Steve. He's kicking us off.
Phil, don't look at me like that.
Yeah, I am going to look at you like that, because you get into this nonsense with her. You bait her. You know that you're trying to...
What do you mean by bait her? I know you mean B-A-I-T, but I'm very uncomfortable with the direction of this.
Yeah.
Well?
No, nothing. I'm done.
Wait a minute, Henry. You can't pull that off.
No, wait. Yes, I can. I'm not even going to attempt to make sense with someone who just made the comment that Margaret just made.
All right, I'm sorry, but I don't know what you mean.
B-A-I-T, bait.
Well, all right. God, talk about Helga the war bitch.
God, you bitch, Mr. Henry.
That's fine. I'm just saying that you have been baiting her and you have been provoking her, and you are the one that, in my opinion, started this, because if you listen back to the tape, my God, no, listen back to the tape, it started with you. I'm just saying, you know, you guys were getting along pretty good there for a while.
Well, that's the truth. You were getting along okay, Margaret. Then all of a sudden, the two of you started going back and forth like a couple of hen... Like, man, you talk about a bunch of hen house shit.
Excuse me.
Now, where are you going?
What business is that of yours?
All right. World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and philhendryshow.com, and, you know, whatever this is. We'll be right back with more. We have Stephen Bozell to talk to. We have as well, of course, Jeff Dowder, who's going to be talking to us about... I'm not sure what he's going to be talking to us about, but he'll be talking to us.
Yeah, it's the Phil Hendry Show on El Pacifico in Southern California, and it's going to be right back. Yeah.
The way I act is immature. What do you mean it's going to be right back?
Yeah. Only
golfer ever tried to play with. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for DraftKings, and this is a great time of year to bet baseball because a lot of people are just kind of out of it. They're just not really thinking straight about the game. It's a long season, and people kind of lose their concentration. This is a great time to take a look at what's happening, to put together a team, and to make some nice dollars. The whole thing with DraftKings, as you know, there's no season-long commitment, so you're betting each game. It's instant gratification. It's instant cash. You're not going to have to wait to the end of the season to find out whether you win or not, okay? Pete from Colorado, last year he won $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Like I said, you never know, but I really think the middle of the baseball season is a great time to take advantage of what you know and what maybe other people don't know. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sport fans, just like you, have already cashed in at DraftKings. New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. $10,000. DraftKings.com, official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. It's miniature, and when you ask me sign your boots, a smiley face, my signature. But my parents raised me right, they were sticklers, and we don't even fight. We're like oil and some vinegar, getting a job. Hey, Friday nights, the BSP chat is on. Now, last weekend, we had a BSP text-only chat because I was on the road. We may have the same thing coming up on Friday night because I'm going to be out and about, probably out in Westlake Village again. However, every single Friday night, we meet with our Backstage Pass subscribers, and we go through a whole series of discussions about anything from show material, about ideas that the BSPs have, about where they're calling from, where they're writing in from, I should say, where they're chatting from, who they are, what their interests are, and, you know, we get down and... Generally, it's fueled by a certain level of alcohol and can get a little bit rowdy. It's the BSP chat. It happens every Friday night at 9 o'clock Pacific. Usually, we're on video and chat, but like I said, last Friday night, you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. I went out and I made myself a cup of tea. Is that okay?
Yeah, we thought you were crying and everything.
Oh, it's going to take a lot more than that.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, the BSP chat Friday nights at 9 o'clock here on the world famous Phil Hendry. Show. Make it sooner, Oklahoma. Hey. To be a player, make money like I'm a owner. These other rappers are so over the hill, worth a Jonah. So if you see me in a restaurant, say hi to me. And if I ask you if you like my new shit, lie to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for a song I think you all know, and it is our BSP-a-thon. And so with our BSP-a-thon, we thought we would begin with Bill Withers' Lean on Me. You remember this song? As sung by yours truly, with help from General Shaw and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain.
We all have sorrow.
But if we are wise, yeah, if we're wise, we know that there's...
Well, there's always tomorrow.
Well, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
For it won't be long. I
lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow,
for no one can fill
those of your needs that you won't.
Yeah, let's show. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're simple-minded and your brain isn't functioning in much the manner that it should. I'll help you carry on. I'll help with those small chores around the house that you can't figure out. Tying your shoes, polishing your shoes, flushing a toilet, or even, yes, I'll say it, wiping your you-know-what.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have the problem that you'll have understanded.
We all need somebody to lean on, and at times just pee on.
If there's a load, pardon my language, if there's a load you have to bear, B-E-A-R, that you can't carry, well, I am right up the road, excuse the language. Oh, shit, you dirty.
Stop talking about the load. Ow!
If you'll just call me. Yeah, if you'd need a friend, you can call me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can call me anytime. Reverse the charges. If you ever need a friend, I've got a number of names in a little book that, well, frankly, if you can keep confidential, I got friends for you, all right. Don't even worry about that.
All right. Did you practice long?
Well, we got together, you know.
Yeah,
well,
I got together out in the garage out here near the studio.
What'd you think, Phil?
I thought it was very inventive. I thought it was fine that your improvised lyrics.
Well, I said to the general, why don't you improvise some things? Now, the direction you went in there, Gay, with, what are you laughing at?
Golden Gay.
That's my name, friend. Don't wear it out.
Sorry.
The direction you went in there about buying hookers.
What are you talking about, buying hookers?
Didn't you say if you need a friend, I've got a book?
Well, jeez. Yeah, I mean, what are you, gonna quibble on some bullshit like that? Come on, man.
All right, anyway, that was General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard with Lean On Me. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back here, and I think what we have, I think we have coming up next here is Jeff Dowder from the Home Run Derby. Find out what's up.
Then maybe you should call it quits, but until that day, let's live like this.
This guy's an ass. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
Who's this, Hoodie Allen?
Oh, this punk Hoodie Allen. I'd like to drop this kid into yesterday, man.
Hey, folks, if you want some Phil Hendry Show merchandise, you know, like our ball caps, our T-shirts, we got Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies, got Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirts. God, we got to get Ted on a little bit more in this summer because he's so busy in the summertime. It's tough, but maybe we'll have him on tomorrow night. We also have the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Rudy Canoza's Lady Tees are also available. Margaret, you have one, right?
Oh, I do. I love the Rudy Canoza Ladies Tee. It's pink, very hot pink. And there's a deeper, darker pink. Don't do that, bud.
Bud, what are you doing, man, with the tongue?
I ought to slap you so hard, everything falls out of your face. Your eyes, your tongue, everything.
Not a bad idea.
Well, I'm trying to talk about that.
Just keep it clean.
Okay.
Yes, the Rudy Canoza T-shirt is wunderbar. I would definitely get that.
Well, it's all there at the Phil Henry Show online store at philhenryshow.com. So go get your Phil Henry merch. Get your Phil Henry merch or forever hold your peace.
Yeah!
All right, folks, back on the line here from, well, he's in Cincinnati there at the Great American Ballpark. It is Jeff Dowder. And Jeff, you just witnessed the home run derby won by Todd Frazier. Tell us about it.
All right, Phil, I'm in Cincinnati. People here have been nothing but just cool. I mean, everybody here is super, super cool. The only thing about Cincinnati that I would definitely say, and I don't want to say anything bad, so... You know.
Well, then don't say it, Jeff.
Well, I just want to say that the police here, I mean, they're cool. Don't get me wrong, but they sort of hassled me last night. I was over here near the river, and I was talking to a guy, and we was exchanging information.
Okay, what does that mean, man?
Nothing. I mean, I didn't get arrested or anything.
Look at, Dowder, you represent a radio show, okay?
Well, I represent a podcast.
It doesn't make any difference. What are you trying to do, mess things up?
Hey, man, why don't you shut up, okay? I didn't do anything wrong. I was standing, I was talking to a guy.
Why did the cops talk to you?
What?
Why did the cops talk to you?
Because they said the guy was a known drug dealer.
Oh, you're real good.
I'm gonna say this one time to you, Jeff, one time only. Don't F around out there.
I'm not doing anything wrong, man.
Why were you talking to a drug dealer?
This guy knew some information about where I could go to get a hamburger.
Bullshit, man. I ain't buying that, okay?
Oh, wow, man. Are you trying to tell me I'm dealing?
You're dealing drugs by the score.
I swear to God, Jeff, if you get busted, you'll never be on the show again. I will never even acknowledge that you exist again.
I'm not going to get busted, man. I seriously swear to God I was looking for a place to eat.
Dowder, you know, you're full of crap. That's all I'm just going to say. You're so full of crap, your eyes are brown.
And yeah, they happen to be brown.
There you go. There you go.
There go.
Okay, thank you, General. And go ahead, Jeff. Tell us what's up.
Well, now I don't...
Don't cry about it. Be a man and give us the report.
Oh, okay, man. I'll be a man. Sounds like my dad.
Well, Jeff, there is a time and a place for the blubbering and the sniveling, and this isn't it.
Just man it up and tell us about this Frazier.
Yeah, well, anyway, Todd, okay, you want me to really man it up and tell you how it is? And tell you what I'm saying? Is that what you want?
No, man. I've just been asking you because I'm kidding.
All right, I'll tell you. Todd Frazier, he won the home run derby. But guess what, man? The way they were lobbing the balls in there, anybody could have, including me.
That's what you're supposed to do.
What?
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the guy's supposed to do.
Well, that's not the information I had, man. The information I had is in a home run derby, you're supposed to approximate game condition, which also means that the pitcher who's up pitching should pitch, you know?
That's what he's doing, man.
I mean, yeah, he was, but you're supposed to pitch it the way... You're not supposed to lob it in there, man, like it's a softball game or something.
I swear to God, Jeff, that's exactly how you do it in home run derby.
Well, okay, if that's how you do it in home run derby, then I got a newsflash, man. I could kick ass.
Bull, you couldn't kick ass.
Yeah, I could, man. Yeah, I could. I could kick ass in home run derby.
Yes, you think you could, man. That's major league batting practice pitching. Probably going to hit that.
Are you kidding me, man? I was standing around the cage. I was watching how fast the balls was coming.
Look, Jeff, it isn't about just getting a real fat sucker pitch, okay? It's about timing the swing. It's about bat speed. It's not about hitting the ball. It's about hitting it out.
Like, I don't know that.
Well, it doesn't just take having a real easy pitch to hit. You got to know when to hit it, how fast the bat speed should be. You got to hit the thing right, because it's called home run derby.
You got it, Dowder. You got to hit the thing out of the park.
Wow, man. Are you trying to tell me that I don't know what I've been watching here for the last, like, day?
No, I'm not saying. I'm telling you what you don't know is how those guys are swinging that bat and how they're actually hitting it out.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this right now. I mean, you know, all this other good stuff, all this other good, you know, good mess, and this dude, Jock Peterson, was the guy that was going up against Todd Frazier, and he almost won, but he didn't because he lost by one home run. This is Jeff Detwood. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, you didn't say anything or anything.
I mean, I'm waiting for your... Is that it? That's the report.
What are you talking about, man? That's all you got to say?
What do you mean, is that all I got to say? What do you want me to say, man?
Well, I mean, shit, man.
All right, take it easy, will you?
Got a guy's talking about home run derby and everything.
Now, this home run derby... I'm sorry, I was in the bathroom. Excuse me, Jeff. I was in the bathroom looking for toilet paper because it was... I had a very difficult...
All right, Mark, thank you.
There ain't no toilet paper?
No, bud, there ain't no toilet paper.
Do you mind?
Jeff, this is Margaret. Now, when you say home run derby, what does that mean?
Well, that's two players that get up to the plate, and they get fed these fat gopher balls. I mean, God, man. And,
What is a gopher ball?
It's a home run pitch. That's what... It's an easy pitch.
Yeah, and so anyway... They, you know, and then whoever hits the more home runs.
All right, so they feed them easy pitches. They're supposed to hit the ball over the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And you say that you'd be able to win this.
Well, I mean, Ms. Gray, you had to have been there to have seen it. The guys are lobbing it up real sweet and succulent. I mean, the pitches that was coming into these guys, you'd swear to God, once you found the home run ball, it was fatter, covered in butter and salt. I'm Jeff Dutter reporting. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I just thought that was a pretty good lockout line, that's all.
Well, you should have saved it for when you got a lockout.
Well, anyway, Todd Frazier, or the Frazier won, and he won by one home run. And the guy that lost by...
By one home run!
What? Oh, yeah, by one home run. And the guy who won...
Won by one home run.
Won by one home run, yeah, that's right. But again, as I have been reporting here from the Great American Ballpark, the home runs that they hit, the pitches that they served up, might as well have butter and salt all over them and have been fat and succulent. I'm Jeff Dowder reporting from the Great American Ballpark on what a jip the home run derby is. I'm reporting.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Jeff.
Uh-huh. Jeff Dowder reporting on it.
You already said that, man.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, man. Jeff Dowder reporting on...
All right, so that's Jeff Dowder reporting on it.
You know, that guy, you know, I'm surprised that he even admitted to the fact that he was talking to some guy.
Well, he had to, because obviously the police talked to him, and if the word got back to me, I would be definitely all over him like stink on you-know-what, you know?
Well, Phil, I mean, the word got back to you.
If I find out so much, I'm glad that he told me, because if I had to find out after the fact that he got talked to by the cops... And he's talking to a known drug dealer, and he's asking the guy where a hamburger joint is.
Yeah, man, that was pretty weak.
Well, what are you going to do?
No, I'm just going to tell him, you know? Do that again, you're fired. Yeah, it's very easy. It's not a big thing. All right, well, so we had Bobby and our good, close, personal friend, Steve Dooley. And now we have, if we have the time, bud.
Let me just check. We are, yes, we do, Mr. Henry. 3, 2, 1, go.
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
I just asked you what... Okay, so we have with us Steve Bozell on the line from Corona, California, and Steve is at his pond there in Corona. I tell you something, Steve. It's good to have you with us, and I know that you have been thinking quite a bit about this fantastic opportunity, which I was completely unaware of at the time, which is the reality TV show.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, what I do know and the things that I do know at this particular point. The reality show is on the Fandango network.
I want to double check something, Steve. It's called the Fandango network, right?
No, I had that wrong. It's called Fandango, and there they go. I love it when the LA County Fire Department is protecting our properties, Mr. Henry.
This is the same L.A. Fire Department that was bare-assing your daughter?
You gotta be putting me on.
No, that's what was happening.
Yes, but I've gotten it all straightened out with them. Don't worry about it.
Straightened out.
Yeah! Shit!
Not funny.
So, Mr. Andrew, what I'd say is it'll be on Fandango.
Fandango. Okay,
Oh, yeah, well, not Fandango. Yeah, they're very proud of their network, and I'm very, very, very proud of it.
Okay. And the name of this is called Here Comes Steve Bozell.
No, again, that's wrong. The name, yeah, how are you guys doing? Yeah, they're dropping water.
What is that, Bozell?
It's a fire scoop. It's a fire plane. It's a water plane. They're dropping water over here out of Bunyan Canyon and dropping. They're scooping some of mine up, too.
What? They're dropping water out of the mud?
They're dropping water, General, on Bunyan Canyon, which is right behind my property. And I'm very, very deeply grateful for the fact that they are. I can tell you that right now.
Well, these are the same guys that you say were BAing your daughter.
Yes, sir, but that was then. This is now. And we're all good, close, personal friends. Now, tell that squirrel to shut its mouth. Tell it to shut up. Can't do it, Dad. My son Steve Jr. is out here with me, by the way.
Yeah, well, tell him so we send our best.
Mr. Anderson, how you doing? All right, yeah. Look at that. There's the bare ass. See, I knew it. Somehow, yeah, look at that. Hanging that ass right out the door. It's not my daughter. That's my son. It's not my daughter.
Hey, Steve, would you just ignore those guys? Because obviously they're getting your goat.
All right. No, Mr. Henry, the...
What is the name of your reality show?
The reality show is called Here Comes Steve... Here He Comes Now, Here Comes Steve Bozell. And the reason why it has that name is there's a song written around it that has... it's to the tune of the monkey. Here He Comes Steve, Here He Comes Now, walking down the street, Here Comes Steve Bozell. Hey, Here He Comes. Here Comes Steve Bozell. And like that, you know.
Okay, so you
yeah, from the monkey.
What is the monkey? What is he talking about?
It's the monkey show.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It was a very famous TV show, Mr. Henry. So I mean, you know.
This isn't Mr. Henry. This is General Shaw.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Shaw. What I meant.
It's not Mrs. Shaw.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's General Shaw, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to. It sounded female, sir. I'm very, very sorry.
Okay, are you able to hear us?
I can. I've got the squirrel problem here. This is the month of July, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, if you pardon me for a minute, look up in the squirrel manual that I bought over there, Steve Jr. Traveling squirrel, love when I can. No, I'm sorry, not traveling squirrel, love when I can. Look up traveling squirrel. Yeah, and find out the month that they begin to push off and where they like to travel to. Okay. My son has got the manual Traveling Squirrel, and I've said love what I can because I get stuck in that loop. It's almost like 5'2", eyes are blue.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I don't have a mental problem, Mr. Henry.
No, I didn't say that you did. So,
what does that mean, Traveling Squirrel, love when I can?
That's an old Bob Seger song.
Yeah.
Oh, Traveling Man.
Yes, yes. All right, Steve, so tell me, what is Here He Comes...
No, it's Here He Comes Now, Here Comes Steve Bozell.
All right, what is Here He Comes Now, Here Comes Steve Bozell about?
Well, it's about my life. It's about how I get in the truck every morning. And, you know, we start off with my daughter giving me a whole load of you-know-what because I had an opinion that she doesn't like. So, and it shows the worried look on my face. As I realize now, I blew it, and I stepped over the line, and now I'm going to get a call from Erica Dorton or one of her underlings at the CK Corona School. And then it shows me in the truck, and I'll be going to work sipping coffee and worried about it. Then I get a call, you know, from Cliff Pettigrew, who will tell me that, you know, we got maybe a problem with a footing on a job, or we can't get the right soil, or, you know, we didn't get a good geological report on that. And then I...
In other words, this is just you going to work?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's... God, man.
Well, look, Bozell, I've got nothing against what a man does for a living, but why should I watch that on TV?
Hold on. Did you hear that? Okay, there they are. Month of July, just like ours. Month of July, the traveling squirrel generally packs and leaves.
What are you talking about? Well, you guys nuts. Is this a comedy bit or something?
I beg your pardon?
What do you mean the traveling squirrel packs and leaves?
I have a manual here written by... Derek Eckhart, okay?
That guy's a nut.
What?
He's a nut. I've had him on the show. He's a complete nut. He's not a doctor. He's not a zoologist. He's nothing. He's an idiot. He's a guy that observes squirrels and writes all kind of bullcrap about them.
Oh, wow, Henry. I mean, I can't wait for you to try to justify that to Mr. Reichardt, you know?
What? Derek Reichardt, you're calling a screwball.
He's a nutcase. He's a known, very well known to the authorities, nutcase.
Oh, yeah, he's a known nutter. In the neighborhood, everyone knows about him.
Well, all I know is he was a very charming man. He had a great deal of information on various tree squirrels and ground squirrels.
And you're saying the guy is notorious.
He's a notorious mental case. He has been in and out of mental institutions for like the last 4 or 5 years. He wrote this freaking book, and you're trying to tell me this is what you're consulting with?
Yes, sir, I am. And let me ask you this, Mr. Andrew, just for you know, craps and giggles, you know, in other words, just to me to be sitting on a toilet crapping and laughing, okay? That's what they mean by that.
Yeah, you don't have to explain it and everything.
Yeah, I agree with Bud. We get it.
Okay, but that's what craps and giggles mean. Do you know that, Steve Jr.? About craps and giggles?
Okay, so anyway.
Let's just say that he's right. Let's say that in the month of July, the squirrel begins its annual... Where does it say it goes, son? to Pebble Beach. And
oh, that's right. It goes to Pebble Beach. You're nuts.
You know, General, that laugh sounded just like what I heard last night at 3 o'clock coming from this tree. Now, I want you to answer me straight.
What? Say that again?
I said that your laugh that I just heard, sir, I heard coming from this tree that I'm standing next to where the squirrel is last night at 3 a.m. Now, tell me, please tell me it was you.
Mr. Bozell.
Please tell me it was you.
Mr. Bozell, I will recommend 6 months in the best facility that your wife can find.
Oh, okay. So I'm crazy.
Look, hold on for a minute. What did you hear?
What the general just went, hee-hee-hoo-hoo. Can you do it again, General?
No, I can't do it again, General. No. No, I can't.
Well, when he went, hoo-hoo, like that, I heard that exact thing coming from this tree at 3 a.m. last night. And I'm asking the General, please, in the name of every... Would you ask him, Phil?
General, you weren't over it.
Oh, I was not. Are you nuts? What am I doing? What am I doing standing near a tree and... No way.
Okay. You think it's funny? Then I hope you're there when they have to tie me to a gurney. I hope you're there. You remember that song, Tie Me Kangaroo Down? Well, I think there'll be a tear. I think there'll be a tear in your eye when the song is rewritten, and it's called Tie Steve Bozell Down, boy. Tie Steve Bozell Down. I'm Steve Bozell reporting.
You're not doing a report, Steve. I'm interviewing you.
All right, so...
So, I tell you what we'll do here, Steve. We'll give you a little rest and relax. How about we bring you on again tomorrow night, and you can talk about the show. Here he comes now.
Yeah, thank you for getting it right, Mr. Henry.
Okay. Here he comes now. Here comes Steve. Here comes... Speaking of here he comes, here's... Speaking of here she comes, Margaret.
Oh, here he comes. Steven, it's Margaret Gray. How are you?
I'm fine, Ms. Gray.
All right, I've been listening in the other room. I've been doing some things. What I'm basically doing is writing a column, doing this show at the same time. Here is my question for you. Let's forget all about, for the moment, the traveling squirrel and all of that. Let's talk about the show, okay?
I would love to, Ms. Gray.
All right. The show Here He Comes Now, Here Comes Steve Bozell. On Findingo, I know Brett Parker, okay?
Oh, okay, so you know the gentleman that owns it.
Very well. I've known him for many... I knew him when he was producing for ABC. I know Glenn Marker. I know Chad Hathaway. I know them all. Findingo is very well financed. I think they'll do well if they can survive the first 2 years, which is generally what the real critical period is for a network. Now... Your show sounds, and I have to agree with the general, it sounds like you getting into your truck and going to work. Nothing wrong with that. Like the general said, every man has a living. But what makes this compelling television?
Well, what makes it compelling television, and it was the idea that I had, is that they will not edit anything out. So understand, there are some things that I do during the course of the day that, okay...
Oh, come on, Matt. Are you talking about when you go to the bathroom?
Well, yeah. And also, Ms. Gray asked me the question.
And also what? What are you talking about?
If I masturbate?
You know,
I got to tell you something, Steve. You need a doctor.
Yeah, I heard you the first time, and no, I don't. I'm trying to make a decent living. I want to make a beautiful dollar for my family.
That is not a beautiful dollar at all.
Steve, why would you do that, man? Why would you let them do that?
Because they said, will you let us film everything? I said, yes. And they said, including when you go to the toilet. And I said, are you serious? They said, we've never been more serious. I said, oh, wow. I said, I guess I have to if I want to get the deal done. And they go, a little bit, like that, you know, like a bunch of picking gangbangers.
You know, if I were you, I'd walk away from the deal.
I already signed a contract.
So this is going to be your day, and please tell me.
Phil, you might as well not go there, Phil.
No, I have to articulate it. Please tell me that that doesn't include having sex with your wife.
It does.
You know, you are a really a despicable human being.
But I can get around it. I can just not have sex with my wife. You know?
How long are they going to be filming?
A week.
So you're not going to have sex with your wife for a week?
No, but you will have bowel movements, urinate, and masturbate in front of the...
Bozell, may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, I come on this program, Mr. Henry, hoping that I'll get a little bit of love, and people will be...
What are you serious, man? What makes you think anybody's going to say, hey, way to do it there, Steve Bozell. What a great TV deal.
You know what? I'll tell you this much. I clear this squirrel problem up. I get the fire department to stop hanging their bare asses out the window, and you're going to see something. You're going to see some things.
Yeah. In other words, when you finally get sane, when you finally take enough meds, and you finally get sane enough to... What did he do?
He hung up.
Hung up. Well, that's fine. I'm glad you did, Steve. It's better you than me. Better you than me. All right.
Well, that is incredible. I'm going to have to talk to April and find out what this is all about.
Dad, talk to April and see if she signed off. Did she sign off on him having bowel movements?
I don't care if she signed off on that part, bud. It's the sex in front of the camera thing.
Yeah, bud. Well, yeah, that too. Maybe she's got to have a bowel movement too.
Bud, please shut up before I reach over and destroy some part of your physiognomy, if you can call it that. Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
World famous Phil, Jesus, am I glad this show's over. The world famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry. Fuck. Thank you. Is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. God damn.